No. I can treat one at a time, but that will take months, and I must warn you that the poison itself will resist, given time for it. The last ones will be much harder to cure than the first. Yet to do this, without your free consent, is likely to widen the rift in your mind. It is for this that I waited, hoping that you would be able to trust me.
How long would it take?
All at once. A day of preparation for me. You would have to keep quiet within doors and let me meditate. I have most of the materials I need. I could gather the rest today, then a day or two for the healing itself. I cannot tell, until I have seen and tested each wound, exactly how long. You would be very weak for the first day afterwards, but your strength would come quickly.
And I would sleep through it?
The healing itself, yes. I would recommend it. Even if you were willing to endure all the pain awake, your reaction could break my attention to the healing.
I wish... She began and then stopped. She took a deep breath and went on. I wish it could be done and over, and I didn't have to decide.
His voice was gentle. No. It is not the way of the Kwagani to force a good on someone if there is time for choice. Each creature has its own way to travel. We learn much of them, but we do not change the way. And for humans, the way involves choice.
You forced me to eat that first day?
Then there was no time. I had to buy that time to find out what was wrong. Now you are beginning to heal, and I judge you well enough to make a choice for yourself. I will give you advice and have, but you are free to follow it or not, as you are free to take what time you need for the decision.
Pox had taken a twig from the ground and was digging little holes in the dirt at her feet. She made a row of them. Then another row. For a moment she saw them as positions in a formation, then scraped the twig across the design. You think I should let you do it now?
I think you should ask yourself if you can trust me. I think you should ask yourself if you can trust your own mind to hold on until your body has a chance to heal. If, when you are well again, you still wish to waste your bones on the hills, I've no doubt some orc or wolf will be glad to assist.
I don't, now, she said very softly.
Good.
I think, I know I want to be well again, if it can happen. If what is wrong is that poison, then I must let you do it, whatever it is. For the rest of the afternoon, they gathered herbs and other materials from the grove. Most of it was unfamiliar to Pox. The Kwakin explained little, merely pointing out the plants to take. That evening, he went to the inn for food, after telling her to stay inside. When he came back, one of the potboys from the inn was with him. Pox heard his voice outside. The Kwakin had him leave his burden on the step, and when he had left, called Pox outside to carry it in.
"We'll need food for several days," he explained. "You must eat well tomorrow, while I meditate, and I must eat something during the healing."
He unpacked loaves of bread, a small ham, sliced mutton in pans, eggs, and other rich foods. It seemed to Pox that the next day lasted forever. She had become used to wandering outside. She was restless in the house. The Kwakin had left the hidden panel open, and she spent some time taking a bath and washing her hair. But that left hours of idleness. She forgot to eat at noon. Sometime in the afternoon, her belly reminded her, and she ate several slices of ham, then some cheese. As the daylight faded outside,